All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're taking a look at The Little Things. And it's written and directed by John Lee Hancock. It stars Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto. The synopsis is that Kern County Deputy Sheriff Joe Deacon is sent to Los Angeles for what should have been a quick evidence-gathering assignment. Instead, he becomes embroiled in a search for a serial killer who is terrorizing the city. Movie starts off in the early 90s, so it becomes a period piece. There's this young woman driving down the highway by herself at nighttime. She's singing, having a good time. This car pulls up behind her, like very, very close, tailgating her on a very lonely highway. And then she tries to pull off to the side, and then the car just speeds around her and tries to disappear. But then she sees the car again, pulls over by a rest stop gas station, and then that car follows her to the gas station. The gas station is closed. She can't find a way in. She's trying to run away from whoever this person is. And there's a truck that comes by. Quick cuts from there. So then it goes to Denzel Washington's character, who is Joe Deacon. They call him Deke. He used to be a murder detective in the LA Sheriff's Department. But now, because of some life changes, he's moved to a smaller county. He just becomes a regular beat cop. His boss sends him to go to LA, synopsis described, to follow up on a case that they had there, to just get the evidence, sign off on it, head back. That's supposed to be it. Maybe an afternoon's worth of work. They tell him that it's supposed to be a little bit longer than what he had anticipated. And then again, because he used to be a homicide detective, he runs into some of his old co-workers. Then you're introduced to Rami Malek's character, who is a person that has come in after, well after, Denzel Washington's character. He is a homicide detective. There's these unexplained deaths, the serial killer deaths, that he gives a press conference on. Denzel Washington listens in on that. Rami Malek figures out who Denzel Washington's character is and says, hey, yeah, remember, you're supposed to be this great detective that just up and left one day. There's another murder that happens, and because Denzel Washington has to be there a little bit longer than what he anticipated, Rami Malek's character asks for some help. At that point, Denzel Washington starts to help out, and then he starts to be on the trail of who this person might be. It might be a repair person because of the way that this one particular death happened. That leads him to Jared Leto's character, who is just this overweight, kind of slumpy repair person. That's where I'll stop. If you have a movie that comes out January, February, regardless of what year it is, coronavirus, pre-coronavirus, this movie would likely not be good. January, February period is the dumping ground for bad movies. Big blockbuster tentpole movies for April, May, June, July, August, and then all your Oscar movies for September, October, November, December. Then again, your dumping ground movies are going to be in January, February. This movie is really based off of, maybe compare it to Seven, or try to, maybe. This movie is really based off of the performances. The story is very inconsequential, because the problem with the story is that it does not commit to any one idea. That is where the problem starts. So the acting from Denzel Washington and Rami Malek is subpar to on par. The acting from Jared Leto, amazing. He plays his character extremely well, where he is just creepy and very removed from what's going on. That, hey, he has to be the person. He has to. But again, because the movie doesn't really commit to anything, it doesn't want to commit, it becomes a problem. You're watching all the stuff play out. Is he or isn't he? I think I was talking to James about this. Considered to be Nolan-esque, it wants to let you answer the question, was he or wasn't he? I don't really want that. So I would maybe say Seven is a good example of something that touches on some of this stuff and has a creepiness factor. And like, even the end of the movie has a Seven twist that does not pay off. also say that this is a very underwhelming performance from Denzel Washington and Rami Malek. They're just overshadowed by Jared Leto and then settled down by a bad script. The combination of that based off of these three characters, there's some other things. Denzel Washington tries to tutor Rami Malek's character that don't let the job consume you. You'll never stop. Be too engrossed in the work and miss out on the little thing. Shoehorn all that into the last 20 minutes, which I don't really appreciate and didn't really like. And then, like I said, it doesn't really commit to a single idea for the plot point, major plot point. It just becomes a very underwhelming movie. For this, I'm going to give this movie a 5. It would be difficult to say a Denzel Washington movie, of all movies, deserves a 5. The man has carried movies on his own. But this one, I don't know if it's the script. I don't know if it's just the chemistry involved, but the Denzel Washington type of movie where he is Pelham 1-2-3, kind of that type of movie, or Unstoppable. Same thing, that I'm just in this event. I'm not necessarily in control. Slick talking Denzel Washington. And I can make my way through all this. And that is what the movie becomes. But then with the combination of a bad script, that the problems come into play where there's just nothing to this movie. There's no substance to it other than a very good performance from Jared Leto. So my score for this, again, is a 5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.